Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're joined right now by our great friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist for Encourage with us. Kim, we're going to talk to our guests and some friends in a moment here, but first, you and I wanted to start on a very solemn, strong moment.
Yes. If we could all, we understand that today is September 11th, and if we could all just take a moment to remember this historic and tragic day in our country, I would appreciate it. We are so fortunate in our community to have this beautiful fire and EMS memorial. So if you have an opportunity today to swing by, pay your respects, remember those that lost their lives and continue to have after effects from that and the families, I just think that would be a wonderful way to remember those that have served our country. We also have another really nice memorial in the Port Edwards community in Ripple Creek Park. I'm not sure how many people are aware, but one of our former Port Edwards residents by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Johnson actually was killed at the Pentagon on 9/11. So just appreciate all their sacrifice for us.
I appreciate you wanting to take the time on this and noting him, for him, his family. I think that's very noteworthy and important to do. Something that I talked about on our morning show quite a bit, and I do every year on this date, I think that it is very important. All the things you said, Kim, and if I can just piggyback on that, especially in a year like this and times like this, it is important to remember the feelings that we had on 9/11 as well as 9/12, 9/13, 9/14, the weeks, the months after that, how unified we were as a country. How we came together. We need to get back to that. We need to remind ourselves of that, and we don't need a tragedy to remind us of it. And certainly any of our workers out there and so much of that, any chance to highlight firefighters, some of these things, we're able to do that on this day. Let's remember that and honor those people. It's very well said.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We do have, there is no transition or anything, and there shouldn't be from something like that. But I do want to get into our conversation with not only talking about something very exciting for Encourage coming up, but some something really cool and exciting going on in our community. Let's start with 30th anniversary. Did I say that right, Kim?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
So I know we've mentioned this, and we're excited to continue to celebrate our 30th anniversary for Encourage Community Foundation. Back in 1994, our organization was established. We are a nonprofit community foundation serving the entire Southwood County area, including the town of Rome, and we do have some regional support as well, kind of aligning with Mid-State Technical College. And, you know, we take our role very seriously. We are very humbled by the opportunity to work for our organization and to serve our community. So this has just been an exciting year for us. And we're trying to highlight different things that we've done in different ways, on our social media, on our website, you know, conversations here. And I know I had mentioned earlier in the year, one of our anonymous donors had offered a $30,000 match to support our work. And that is, you know, in recognition of our 30th anniversary and just the incredible community support we have. And the donor was so pleased with the generous outpouring of community support that this person has offered another $30,000 match to continue to support our work. And, you know, at Encourage, one of our roles is managing endowed funds to support our community, nonprofits in our community, community programs and projects. And you need that endowed support in order to have long-term sustainability and viability for an organization. And so this anonymous match really does help support our work. You know, we've always focused on and talked about other organizations, and we're trying to get better about talking about us and asking for support for us. And the fact that so many people supported that first $30,000 match and another's offer, we're absolutely thrilled.
It's certainly going to be able to do all the things you said, and that is important and noted, but it also should be noted what the reason for that. People aren't putting money into something like that they don't believe in. They're not going to put money into something that they don't see a reputation for doing good work in the community. For 30 years, you guys have been doing that. So this isn't just being thrown at you for out of charity. It's being thrown at you because they know you're going to do something with this money.
Yes.
They know you're going to be able to do good work with it. From big projects to small projects to gray areas that we don't often think about, Encourage for 30 years has been able to cover these bases for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to see. And as somebody being in this chair for a couple of years now, I've really been spoiled getting to see so much of this and talking with you on and off air about the different organizations and where they start and where they are now. That's kind of cool to think about, too, when you look at Encourage's history.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And organizations themselves and also some of the programmatic work that we've been able to support, primarily grant funded. And so, you know, as the grant funding comes in, we're able to shift our focus. And when we have the capacity to take something on, we do. And it's been wonderful. Tonight, I'm actually talking with the Teen Leadership Program, which I know Heart of Wisconsin was on with you last week.
Yeah.
And we actually started that program in our community. So we had managed that for 11 years, and great program, and we're so excited to see it come back and kind of come back to its roots in this current year. So it's full circle moments, and it's very exciting.
There's a lot of exciting things that you guys are doing over at Encourage. I want to get into some of those with you, Kim, but before we get too far ahead, if people are listening and they have ideas or they have thoughts that they would like to see what they could do about them and maybe how they can impact the community, how can they reach out to Encourage?
Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send us an email at hello@encouragecf.org. We'd love to have a conversation. That's where it starts.
We will get that information out again before we wrap up, Kim, but we have to talk about Team Rapids. We have some great guests in with us, and you have a new field of interest fund established for this.
Right. It is for Team Rapids, so I'm super excited about our guests today.
Yeah. We want to welcome into to the WFHR stage from Team Rapids. We have Jay Bemke with us. Jay, thank you for being here.
Morning. Thank you for having us.
Jay, did I get the last name
you
right?
Did.
I did. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mark that down, Pam. I got a last name right. And we have Mr. Gus Mancuso with us. I know I got that one right.
Yep.
Yeah. Gus, it is good to see you. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Appreciate that.
I would be remiss journalistically if I did not mention I care very much about this man. It was one of the best principals I've ever been around or ever had. I greatly appreciate what you did for me as an individual, but also for our school and our community. So thank you very much, Ms. Mancuso. I haven't seen you in a long time, so
got
a little tongue-tied around you, man, for a second there. I want to talk about Team Rapids. Before we get too into it, though, I want to get into the founding story of Team Rapids, where this all began. I love a good origin story. Which one of you would like to start off with that?
I'll start with that. Okay. Thank you again for having us. One of the three people that are involved right now is not here. His name is Luke Weiland. We are the trustees or the board directors of what is now Team Rapids, which is an endowment fund with Encourage. The story starts really back in 1980 when we were together. Jay and I were together. I was coaching Jay. Jay was a football player on the 1980 football team. And that team was very, very successful with a number of really, really strong individuals, which have been very, very successful. And in 1980, we obviously had that team. And in 2020, we wanted to have a 40-year reunion. That was delayed because of COVID, but we did have it in 2021. And we had an excellent turnout. They came from all parts of the country, and we honored them in our football program at the time. And we really stayed fairly close over that next year. Unfortunately, in the summer of 2023, last summer, our team captain, a very, very close friend of Jay's, as well as highly respected quarterback, Steve Tempest, passed away due to cancer. So the team rallied again and came back. Many people came back from all over again as well. And then afterwards, the two of the individuals on the team approached Jay and I and said that we would like to help the school and the football program because of its meaningful experiences in 1980. That 1980 team, they were Valley Conference champs and finished second in the state, lost in the state finals in a close game. So they had some very, very positive memories. And so they said, we'd like to help out, and we'd like to help by establishing an endowment based on a large initial donation that they gave. So we had this money that we were obviously trusted with to help the community, focused around sports and athletics to begin with. And so we sat down then with Encourage and became interested in starting an endowment. We searched out several different ways to do that, a foundation. We found out that a foundation was really kind of over our head in terms of managing it. And we had an excellent opportunity and I think a track record with Encourage in terms of its success rate. And so there began lots of discussions with them over the course. It's not as easy as everybody thinks to just walk up and say, hey, we want to start an endowment. Obviously, Jay and I felt very, very humbled, but yet very, very responsible for doing this the right way. Because this is really our community's legacy, but more importantly at this point in time, it's our legacy in terms of doing it right. So we sat down with Encourage over several meetings, and we were also exploring other opportunities, but when push came to shove, we found out that Encourage was the best way to go. Obviously, it's the best way to go because we've got a lot of faith and trust in the people there. And then, Kim, as you already know, will take care of anything that you ask and go beyond. And that means the little things like thank you letters, keeping us up to date, positioning us in the community on a continuing basis. So it's been really, really good. Since then, we have developed a webpage, and we also have a brochure that you have a copy on. And we are also in the process over the last, actually, I was looking at our notes, September of 2023, we began doing an outreach to the community to find out exactly. So we had a parallel activity both at the time, trying to get an endowment going, but then also discovering the needs of the community. Where could this endowment be best used, and where could the people be told that we're going to donate to make it impactful on the community? So we gathered lots of information, and I think this is an excellent time for Jay to step in and tell you and our audience what we've been up to over the last year.
Yeah. Jay, as far as the mission, the purpose, if you can get into that for us. Thank you, Gus.
Yeah.
So the mission initially started out was we were going to support Lincoln High School football, but as Coach said, we had some time in between. We got out in the community a little bit, and I think we realized that the need in the community is a lot more than just the football team. So some of our stops along the way, we spent some time with United Way, with Harriet United Way, saw an ACES presentation, which is a health program for kids in the community. We met with our park and rec director, who's also tied into some youth sports. We were at the library with Catherine. Spent a lot of time with Lincoln High School, with the principal, with the athletic director, with coaches, multiple meetings with them. We did stop in over at the middle school with the athletic director, assistant principal. Youth sports in the community, we've started to touch base with them. And then I guess the last piece is kind of what we're working on right now is a grant application that could benefit Port, Assumption, Lincoln, and Nakusa. And we're just really in the early stages of that right now. Mm-hmm. I think one of our proudest partnerships and one of the most successful things is our partnership that we have with the Boys and Girls Club in the community right now. And if you want to maybe describe that a little bit.
One of our mission statements, in addition to helping the sports programs and other non-funded clubs at Lincoln High School, having been up there for 30 years, there's probably about 50 different activities in the building. And the vast majority of those are clubs where there are stipends given to the advisors, but the kids have to do all their fundraising or the vast majority of it on their own. So that's one area that we have, I think, a sweet spot for, to help clubs in the area, starting with the Wisconsin Rats Public Schools, to do. We also, our second mission statement is to overcome barriers to athletics. That is one that we feel very strongly about. And one of the things that I have been observing, because I'm still coaching, so I have seen our free and reduced numbers go from in the 90s and early 2000s to maybe 20 to 30% now, our free and reduced lunch numbers, and I could go into more detail at a later time, or someone from the district could, you know, they're approaching 50%, which means that our families are struggling in the buildings to meet normal kinds of things that many of us, and probably lots of people listening to this, take for granted. We have an increase in single parent families. The divorce rate is still around 50%. So as a football coach still, which I'm very grateful to be able to do, I see these kids every day, and I see some of the backgrounds that they're coming from. And it's a changed dynamic and a demographic from what it was 20 years ago when we had over 4,000 people in this community working in our mills. So that has been very, very significant in our work. And one of the barriers is that in this particular year, or in the recent years, football players start school 3 weeks before school starts. So we have freshmen that are coming to the high school that don't have rides, and many of our older kids have cars. So there's a gap in that ninth grade class. So this year we entered into a partnership with Jennifer Allen, who's been just a rock star at the Boys and Girls Club in terms of helping us and getting together. So we ran a shuttle bus for early practice for the ninth graders. And we wanted to start small, work big, and we had three kids take advantage of it. One was for a while coming in, riding his bike from Rudolph to the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Then they would pick him up and then drive him over and pick up two kids on the east side. So those kids were then able to get to practice. And I talked to two of the three parents, and they were extremely grateful because both of them were working and they couldn't get him to football practice. Mm-hmm. So it's those kinds of things that we're trying to do. Now, there's a chance that those kids wouldn't have been able to play football had they not gotten out, because what we find is that when school starts and a player and a kid knows that he's missed 3 weeks of practice, he's less likely to want to come out. So that's why we want to get them early. Next year, we hope to expand the program to other sports that are in the fall, in the early, late summer for the fall practice, like soccer and other programs. But again, those are the kinds of things that we're actually trying to do to overcome those barriers. We also have a lot of kids that are supposed to be fundraising and trying to earn. It's astronomical about how much all of our programs in Southwood County have to fundraise to participate, because the school district dollars, and rightly so, because the money is very, very tight, they can't provide everything that the program needs. So we have a large, large emphasis on fundraising here in our community.
You guys are doing again, similar to what I was talking about with Kim, about the encouragement and the courage mantra, the courage mission of covering areas that don't always get covered. You've already talked about and touched on some of those. And sports can oftentimes, as much as it can be in our the top of our minds and everything, and be something that gets us to, you know, root for our home teams and everything, it can also be lost in the shuffle when it comes to the importance it can have in society and what it can do and the opportunities it can create. Long before before, and I don't have to tell you guys this, the stats of kids that go on to play in college, or the kids from college that go on to play in pros. You never know who's going to make it, who isn't, or anything. But what you do know is that sports can build confidence. Sports can build teamwork, teamship, and so many different things that it can build in a young mind and a young human being. And being able to have more opportunities for this and get more kids to be able to be a part of this. This one example alone is worth it to me, let alone the amount of other things that you guys are doing to kind of cover this gray area again that doesn't always get covered. It's noteworthy, especially coming from both of you that have experienced this and are currently in the middle of this and everything. That means something, not only to the community, but I imagine too to people when we're trying to get support for this and what you're doing. When it comes to that, how can people support the cause in Team Rapids?
So we've got a website. We've got a pamphlet out there. If you go to the football games on Friday night, Lincoln Place Spags.
Oh yeah, they
Friday
do.
Night.
Oh yeah, they
Friday
do.
Night, 7 o'clock, over at the high school. So if you watch the big board, we'll run our stuff up there a little bit. But we do have a website. It's TeamRapidsFund.com. We've got a Facebook page that's as well, Team Rapids Fund. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you have questions, reach out there. Mm-hmm. And the website, we have the ability to take donations through that, or call Encourage, and they can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. If you go to encouragecf.org and then go to our giving page, we actually have a drop down where you can select the type of fund or cause that's important to you, and we made sure to have a spot for Team Rapids, so you can just select that and make your donation online. If I could do a little personal plug here, so you were talking about how sports can instill that confidence, right? So I was very, very shy growing up, and I still am an introvert to some extent, an extroverted introvert. But between performing with dance and singing, I was a cheerleader, believe it or not, and actually I did make a donation to Team Rapids in honor of my cheerleading days.
Oh,
so, you know, you can make donations for whatever is for whatever reason. Yeah. You know, whether you were on a team yourself or you were impacted by it, you went to the games, mm-hmm. you know somebody that was, you just want to support and help reduce those barriers, which is very important. Whatever your reason, everybody can give, and every dollar amount matters.
Thank you for including that, Kim.
Thank you.
As we're wrapping up, guys, Kim, again, if people want to follow up on this, they want to know more, not only about Team Rapids, but ways that they can work with Encourage, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, give us a call at 715-423-3863 or email us at hello@encouragecf.org. And one very important thing about giving to Team Rapids, to Encourage, or any other organization, we are a nonprofit organization. We are 501c3, so every donation that is made is tax deductible as allowed to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
We are able to accept gifts in many different ways, cash, check, the normal. But if people have IRAs, if they want to take care of their QCD, their qualified charitable donation, as long as it's not a donor advised fund, we're able to process that. So there's so many different ways that you're able to participate in giving. And with this Team Rapids, in addition to the match that we have, mm-hmm. They have a donor that by donating their your dollar essentially will be doubled, mm-hmm. Because matched. It will unlock mm-hmm. other dollars that are in the fund. Mm-hmm. So unlocking that has a doubling impact.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Kim, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Jay, Gus, thank you so much for the time and what you're doing for our communities. We appreciate you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for having us today.
I'm never going to get used to calling you Gus. I can't do it. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much for the time, and thank you, Kim. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Find out more information at TeamRapidsFund.com, and you can find out more about Encourage at EncourageCF.org, EncourageCF.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.